Great morning, Troop Nation. Welcome to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We are broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at The Avenue. I am the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
How you doing and feeling this morning, Bailey?
I am great this morning. I'm having my first cup of coffee this morning.
Oh, so I'm sorry.
I am left-handed.
And of course,
well, actually,
my girl, Miss Shay Shay Fufu. But you know, one of the great things that I love about and notice about all of the different mugs, you utilize them all.
Yes, I do.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes,
so it's
I
like
do.
Your mug is not in vain.
No, my mugs are not in vain.
You feel what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I'm saying for the gift giver.
Yes,
know?
Yes.
And, you know, and that's why, you know, now I got, you know. So, you know,
and your
he's
gaggles?
Not here today.
Yes.
But, you know, he'll return on Monday.
The baby?
Baby gavel.
Oh.
You know what
there
I'm saying?
There we go. Okay.
But you know, legendary Homer Blow.
For those minor offenses.
Yeah. There we go. That'll work for that.
For the minor offenses, we do have the baby gavel.
And he be gaveling.
He be gaveling.
Yeah,
oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
Gabble. You gonna learn today. Hashtag that part. Hashtag facts. But Bailey, you know, also this morning, we're gonna be into what the business is.
Yeah, what the business is coming your way at 8 o'clock, brought to you by our friends at We Energies. Now make sure that you have all your intel ready to go.
That's right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The who, what, when, where, and phone number and website for more information.
That's right. We need to
Let's
know
get
that.
We got to get it together.
Give a little information about how you got there.
Exactly.
How did I get here?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
We want to know that. We want to be able to help you. And it's all powered by We Energies, delivering energy to local businesses here in our community.
Yeah.
You know?
So make sure you got it all together so that at 8 o'clock, when we call your name, because you're on the phone lines, you're ready to go.
So, you know, at what time, Bailey? Yeah, you know what this is going.
Well, we'll get to it about 8:01.
Nah, but you know
yeah,
where
we'll
this is
get
going.
To you about 8:01.
Nah, you know where this is going.
Yeah,
8
I know.
O'clock.
Anyway.
Yeah, I love it. I'm just saying.
But listen, you got to line up before then, though, because we're going to tell you to call in at about 7:55.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Yeah, that part.
You behind. Know.
All this
keep
power.
It pushing. Keep it pushing.
No interest.
You think you got some more power over there because you got that little baby gavel? Where a baby gavel
no,
at?
Baby gavel ain't here. These are grown folks. It's grown gavels in the building.
All right, then.
They drinking milk.
Anyway. So that's small
guy. It better be 2% if it's with me, though.
Listen. That's
if it's that whole milk, it's going to be a whole problem.
Well.
I'm just telling you.
That smog out there,
That
smoke and fog.
Yeah,
we still
dealing with it.
Yeah, so if you guys are going out this morning, make sure you get those N95 masks.
Mm-hmm.
If you have anything,
any
type of mask, but N95s are the best.
Yeah.
And, you know, put them on. Take advantage of them. Utilize them. Because it ain't no better today than it was yesterday. Now, this afternoon, it is supposed to be clearing
it's
up.
To start dissipating.
Dissipating, yeah. But they said it's still going to come back in smaller, maybe smaller layers over the weekend. So just be aware.
We broke a record, though.
Yeah, we did.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
They had never, like, all of the weather people on whatever station, like, you know, the most we've had when it got to the hazardous was below 300, which 300 was high.
Right.
We had 644. So all of the things that me and Bailey were saying to you on yesterday about how dangerous and how serious you need to take this.
Yeah.
Like, that's real.
Yeah. That's very real.
And they had to admit, like, this is, we've never had this before. They were all baffled, like, how do we do this? And just put on your N95.
Right.
Although we're going to, we'll get into that a little bit later, but some of our citizens of Milwaukee, they didn't give a damn. They were out there fighting in all of the hoods.
It's
a lot of fights.
It was a lot of fights. It was fighting for their life in the smog.
It was gunshots.
It was fighting.
It was homicides.
It was fighting.
Homicide, yeah. Yeah. So, but.
But if they would have just took one deep breath, whoever.
And I know some of them had asthma.
They didn't care.
Yeah. But, well, we'll get to that. But the Orange Man was on TV.
Yeah, he was.
On some stations.
Yeah, on some. I believe.
Salute to those that chose tonight.
Yeah, it was he was on? I think he was on CBS and Fox.
I can't tell you because I didn't watch.
But
it.
NBC and ABC opted out. Mm-hmm. They said we ain't doing it.
Yeah,
I get it. Because you would have to, you know, when somebody's doing like however long the speech was, because I fell asleep. I tuned out before then. Oh, it was 25 minutes.
Okay.
Thanks, Xavier. Xavier, did you listen to the speech? He started talking crazy.
He said he got excerpts.
After he said hello.
I just listened to the whole speech before the show.
Okay.
Just so I could be informed.
Okay.
He didn't miss anything.
All right.
I mean, I guess... He accuses China of hacking our systems and buying voter rolls. So essentially.
All that part.
Yeah. So, you know how over the past like 6 months he's been trying to get different voter rolls from different states.
Right.
Stuff like that. So this is basically.
Ours was one. Go ahead.
He's basically trying to get all the voter rolls from all the other states so he can investigate, quote-unquote, China hacking our system. He accused them of creating fake ballots for Joe Biden. And he talks about how he wants to get rid of absentee ballot votes.
Yeah.
He said he only wants to do it for people that are on vacation or in the military.
Yeah, he don't want to do mail-in.
Yeah. So it was basically a big speech for his Save America Act, which is like, you know, his way to try to steal the midterm elections in November.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I woke up at some
point. Much ado about nothing, in my opinion.
Well, I woke up at some point when he said he was going to be notifying the states in which he felt like they had been.
That's his way of trying to get their voter rolls and stuff
like
that, to get all the voter information. He's basically trying to do the exact same thing that he's accusing of China. So basically, like, you know, most Republicans and conservatives in general, most of their accusations are admissions.
Right.
So if they're accusing you of being gay, they're gay themselves.
Right.
And stuff like that.
Right.
You know, they don't like the trans. They're probably, you know, dating trans people and stuff like that themselves and stuff. So every accusation is an admission.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I woke up some part around the point where he was saying he was going to notify the states that he felt like, and I'm sure, you know, those are the states that he lost in that election. And, but basically, y'all know he wants to put you off the voting rolls, right?
Right.
So you know, everybody clear.
And intimidate people from wanting to vote.
Yeah, because then he was talking at some point about, you know, changing where people vote and then having ICE at the polls again, and, you know, with. It's just a whole bunch of mess.
Yeah,
I was like, okay. But the thing about it is, if we're not aware, we're doomed for failure if we don't back up, you know, what we already have.
That's right.
So it's good to be aware, you know. It's hard to watch, though. I ain't going to lie. Was it hard for you, Xavier?
Well, I watched it on 2X speed.
So okay. Oh, okay.
The 25-minute speech was really a 12-minute speech
for me. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So, yeah. And that's kind of the way I kind of preferred people, if they're going to watch it that way, because, you know, he has a lot of pauses in between and stuff like that.
Right,
when you watch it on 2XB, it just looks like he's talking a little
bit
faster.
Is that when he's taking time to pauses? Could that be when he's doing the
thing? Well, his cadence is very slow. He's like, you can tell he's losing it.
Okay, so. You missed it. I said, is that when he's doing like the depend thing?
Come on.
Pin thing?
Depend. Depends?
Is that when he's doing it?
Oh, when he's pooping his pants, you're talking about?
I'm just saying.
You know what?
He does do that.
Yeah, that's why I said. So do you think some of those moments, that's where I was going.
Yeah.
But it's too late. Yeah.
Sorry.
But okay, go ahead.
No, I was just saying that, it really wasn't really worth watching. The only reason why I watched is because I just wanted to be informed on everything.
And unfortunately, I know I'm going
to. At least you
guys. I'm going to have to watch some of them. But you know what?
You really didn't miss anything.
Yeah. And usually I don't. so when I don't watch them, I don't watch them. No, don't watch them. He says all the things. Yeah, don't watch him.
Yeah, I guess the big reveal was the Chinese thing, the Chinese angle that he's thinking. That is the big new angle.
Where people were saying, you're going to be shocked when you hear what he's got to say on a certain situation.
Yeah, because he was alleging that the FBI in 2020, which is his FBI, was hiding the facts that the election was stolen. So, like, a lot of the stuff that he was saying was like, okay, well, you were in office until 2021, so you know what I mean? So a lot of the offices that were in control and stuff like that, the FBI and stuff like that, that was under his watch. So those were all his own people, so it doesn't really make sense. And then, if anything, all right, then why wasn't the 2024 election stolen? Considering, Joe Biden was in power, why would they let him win?
Right.
That doesn't make any sense.
Right.
And then that means, okay, what about all the down ballot votes? So you're talking about like in the states where, Kamala Harris might have won and stuff like that, and then the Republicans won, like, Congress seats or Senate seats. You tell me that was false as well?
And that's where I'm going with, like, your reelection. So are you saying that, so now it's not rigged because you won, but if you didn't win, it's rigged?
Yeah.
Everything is fake news.
Yeah.
But when you say it is supposed to be real news, stop it. I'm just saying, stop it.
Yeah. All the things.
Order.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. So, the governor's race. It'll be interesting. Get your thoughts. Shout out to Sherwin Hughes, Truth. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes every Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to noon Central Standard Time.
Sherwin come with
Sherwin come with
the dynamite with all, sticks and everything.
Yeah, he does the deep dives.
Yeah,
he does the deep dives. You know, we get the surface material. You know, and it's like, okay, and that's crazy though. But then, he should have rabbit hole sounds through his whole thing because. It's like let's go deeper.
Okay. You know? Yeah. Oh yeah.
He should get a hotkey. From the legendary KRS-One, Knowledge Reigns Supreme over nearly everyone. Where in the song My Philosophy, I think very deeply. I think very deeply. In about 4 seconds, you're gonna hear it teacher speak. But that key. I think very deeply. I think that would be a perfect hot key. So, Sherwin, I know you ain't up yet, but when you do, or on my way out, I'm going to suggest that you get that hot key.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because he'll have you.
Oh, hold on. Xavier is his producer.
Yeah.
Xavier, you think you could clip up a I think very deeply clip? I'm just saying that for us. You're like, that don't sound convincing at all.
Okay.
We got to take care of some bills. Xavier is saying, what the hell are you talking about? I'm not going to do it. Order in the producer studio. We got to take care of some bills when we come back. We got to talk about this Lieutenant Governor Sherwin Rodriguez thing.
Yeah.
And, David Crowley. And then, it's a lot.
It is a lot.
Yeah.
But we don't have to go deep like Sherwin.
We're not. We're going to let him finish.
Okay.
Decimating that situation.
Exactly.
But Brother Crowley could have still been in there. We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
So what made you...
You do it to uncover fraud. You could say for transparency and to uncover fraud. Possible fraud. So who's going to stop you for that? You know, it's like...
A federal judge. Possibly. Yeah, you know...
You do it to uncover fraud. You could say for transparency and to uncover fraud. Possible fraud. So who's going to stop you for that?
A federal judge, possibly.
That's a leaked phone call from the Orange Man before yesterday's speech or whatever you want
to call
it.
Who was he talking to?
That clip, it was posted by Progress Georgia, and I'll pull the verbiage up. On my phone here to be able to, leaking audio uncovered by the New York Times reveals that the Orange Man pressured the Georgia House Speaker Ralston to claim fraud to call a special election and overturn the results. He's like, who's going to, the Orange Man is heard saying, who's going to stop you for that? Extreme corruption.
Wow.
Well, so this was uncovered by the New York Times.
I mean, there's been all types of indications of corruption with this,
from him,
with this regime.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And I don't call it a government.
You know.
With this regime.
Yeah, because that's what it is.
You know, that's what Americans like to call other governments that they don't like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, you usually figure there's a little, you know, a little fraud in every government, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this right here, they're just like, hey, we doing it. We don't care.
Right.
It's just out here. If you don't like it.
And what you going to do about it?
You ain't going to do nothing about it.
That's it.
Because we're going to put you in jail too, probably. So listen.
Yep.
Just go on and enjoy what you see. And if you get if you could get in on it, do it.
Right.
Just don't get caught up with us.
Right.
Because we're going to turn our back on you.
Real talk. Real talk. No lies detected at all.
Yeah.
No lies detected at all.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. And so many people just fall hook, line, and sinker to
it.
They still support him. Great morning to our YouTube page. Great morning. We love you. We appreciate you. To everybody that's checked in.
Yep.
While you're there, make sure you hit that like and subscribe. We're already like at 8,090-something.
Yeah.
So we're trying to get to 9,000. We're trying to get to 9,000.
Yeah.
Also, you can watch us on Facebook. You can go to our Facebook page, like and follow the page. It's all at 101.7 The Truth. So whether you're looking for us on YouTube or you're looking for us on Facebook, you can go to 101.7 The Truth and you'll be able to follow us and you'll be able to watch what you hear us discussing and talking about. And when we play some of these video clips, you'll be able to see it. You know, other than that, may the audio still be with you.
Yes.
That part. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, which is who... Milwaukee County exec and former gubernatorial candidate. He ended up dropping out of the race and he endorsed Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. But
he did that before.
He didn't know.
She said she had this war chest. It wasn't nobody going to be. I'm paraphrasing all of this, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
She had this huge war chest, and no one was going to be able to go up against her. And so, David Crowley, we need you to back up. You're the first one we're going to get out.
Well, you know, his name is still going to be on the ballot.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's
He's not running.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it, so would that be a wasted vote? Because I hear people saying that they're going to
they still go vote. Yeah, that would be a wasted vote, because then what you going to do? You know, here's the thing. You know, people want to strategize. Just look at who's running and vote for the best option for you. You know, you may not be involved and want to do a Democrat. Maybe you, God forbid, want to vote for the Republican.
You know what? You are.
But listen,
I'm a knock a hole.
Listen,
this thing here.
Listen. Let me just say this to you.
No, we else
vote for who?
I'm in the toy shop.
Vote for who you think is the best, and goes with what your needs are. But like, for example, it seems that the GOP is boosting your guy's girl.
Can y'all please bring my girl Bailey Coleman Black? Because she's talking about Tom Tiffany, who is the only candidate that they beat up against.
No. Okay, listen. Yeah. Listen. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, if that's who you want to vote for.
But that's who you're talking about, maybe Republican.
Okay, whatever.
Okay.
If that's who you want to vote for them. But there are some stories here talking about the Republicans strategizing and throwing money at Jessica Hung.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I'm sorry, that's not her name. It was Francesca. Francesca Hung.
But again.
But they're trying to promote her because they think they can beat her.
If they're
Republican, they feel like they can beat her.
Yeah.
And that's why they throw money at her.
Pod Piper strategy.
Huh?
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
Why that's why Donald Trump's the president.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there it is. Joel Brennan and Kel DeRoyce are, I don't know if that's.
That's it. You got it right.
They're seeking a surge. So they're hoping to have, a surge of people come at them in support of them because of the whole financial roles of Sarah Rodriguez.
Yep.
But
Jasmine
ain't nobody talking about your cousin.
Jasmine Gooden.
Ain't nobody talking about your cousin.
Jasmine Gooden.
Who's still in the race.
Jasmine.
He got a couple dollars. He got more money than Sarah Rodriguez does.
Jasmine.
He got hundreds of thousands. Sarah got, she got $34,000.
And now
how you end up with just $34,000?
And now they're trying to say.
How you do that?
What? I don't know. They spend
I'm coming
money.
To your comment, Jeez. Jasmine Gooden. I'm coming to it.
That's who your guy backed.
Man.
Maybe she gave him some money.
I kind of feel like Sherwin. I mean, Dave jumped out. So, next time you got to be like, play your cards, hold on to your, I bet he learned a valuable lesson from that. He going to hold on to his cards next time and be like, nah, I'm still in. I'm still in. What you got?
Pulling at 5% is still pretty bad a month out.
Hey, she's probably at 2% now. Where's she at? What the?
I don't know. I can pull it up.
Let's find out what's going on. What you got to stay home with?
I'm trying to get Jasmine Gooden's.
Okay, what does Jasmine say?
She said, black folks, Joe Brennan is our candidate for governor.
Now, I was listening to Sherwin while he was in the weeds on this, and that's kind of what he said, too.
Mm-hmm.
So funny.
I mean, y'all go count out.
Go ahead and say it. Go ahead.
Yeah.
It's in you. Go ahead.
You ain't go back your cousin?
Go ahead, Bailey. Go ahead.
You ain't go back Mandela?
You got 30
he got
seconds
the name.
Before we go to break. I'm just saying.
He Mandela.
Which one?
Go back Mandela?
Okay, that's what you're going
well,
with.
That's not who I'm going. I'm just trying to figure it out.
You know who,
at the end of the day, he might be the one. I don't know.
You know who I'm going with?
Who you going, Joel?
No, you know who I'm going with?
Joel.
We're going to take care of these bills. You're
Come
listening
on,
to Truth in the Morning
Come on
the award-winning 101.7 FM The Truth. I'm the legendary Homa Blow, along with, who are you right now?
Bales.
Okay. What the Business is coming up at 8 a.m., powered by We Energies. I got to go recharge. I'm going to go touch the light and get that We Energies juice, because I am in the Terror Dome right now. We'll be black.
Welcome to the Terror Dome.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
So, you're a philosopher?
Yes. 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 I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply.
In about 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak.
I think very deeply.
Let us begin.
Welcome, Black Fruit Nation. We think very deeply. We think very deeply.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
Sherwin does.
Well, we do. We just don't go politically as deep
right,
as
he gets,
Sherwin Hughes does.
He'll tell you.
Because he's been in it. He's been working for Barrett with congressperson and all of that kind of stuff. You know, so he's been in politics.
Politics.
For a long time.
A pile of tricks.
That part. Ooh. You know, I can't even do this now because it's no way that I would allow that to be followed up by that.
Oops.
But I'm gonna get it in now. We're going to learn today. That's all I can say. We're going to learn today.
That's why you can't always go and see that whole stealth thing. You can't always.
I know. Bailey just. You're like, what was that? By the time you know, you've already been deprecated on.
Come on now. None of that.
You're like, she got you. Got him. Got him.
Got him.
Got him. Got him. Welcome, Black, to Truth in the Morning. The decision, you know what I mean? Well, without being able to say who, right? We could put up a poll. Even as we get ready to go into some other things. Have you made your mind up on who you're voting for? Yes or no?
Who, me?
No, I'm saying a poll.
Yeah.
For governor.
For governor?
Yep.
No.
Have you made? No, I'm no. saying for the
Yeah, I know.
People.
I'm still seeing who's trying to get that, my. I'm still seeing who's trying to get my vote. Right, Kawanda? Shout out to Kawanda.
Okay. So, okay. Yes, no, undecided. There we go, Xavier. That's the poll. Have you decided? Yeah.
You decided already?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I was almost there. And then
he had my vote. I was done,
then,
you know.
And then, you know, I knew before David Crowley dropped out, I was going to vote for him.
Mm-hmm.
But then after that, I'm like, uh-oh, time to investigate the others. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, oh, yeah.
So I had, you know, I had to go through those things.
Yeah.
And right now, my vote would still be undecided.
Okay.
My
That's
vote
fair
would
enough.
Still be undecided.
That's fair enough.
So, yeah. What's your thoughts? But I'm not going to... he's going to put up a picture of the candidates on our YouTube page and Facebook Live if you're watching the show. And, yeah, you can make a decision, but I'm not going to spend
too
much time.
Xavier's already, you've already decided, right? Francesca Hung?
Yep, he's
voting. That's your one? Okay, that's the one for him.
Yep, he's hung on her.
Homer, stealth ain't working for you this morning.
He's
y'all didn't catch that, did you? See, you gotta listen closely for Homer, right? And he came up on it slow, too. I was kind of like, yeah. I was waiting for it. Cause
He knew something was coming. Right? Hung on in there, baby. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so the poll is up. Have you decided who you are voting for? Sarah Rodriguez, Mandela Barnes. Okay, he put up all the names, all of the, So you could actually click, but yeah. And I guess we'll see in the percentages of who voted for, who said they voted
for. I'm just saying this. The way Sarah manages her money, I can't even do it. So I don't know why she up there on.
Xavier, to be fair with it, and I know that he has dropped out of the race, but I think you should put David Crowley on there as well. Okay, it only allows four. Okay, but yeah, because some people would probably be like, "I'm still voting for David Crowley."
Well, I was listening to our teammate Ray Nitti. And he said he was still going to vote for Dave.
Yep.
Shout out to Ray.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, his name will be on the ballot, so y'all can. But, yeah.
That part.
Wouldn't that be crazy if everybody did that he won and it was like.
Man, I was just playing. I was just.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. That part.
Yep.
But, you know.
Yeah, but, you get to vote for whoever you choose.
People feel you may want to vote for Sarah. Because you may feel like, hey, I ain't that good with my finances either. So, girl, we down.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
I am excited.
You're excited? Why are you excited?
Oh, yeah. Y'all can be voting on that. Xavier, please go to today's TMJ4 website. And, oh, there's audio to it. Oh, yeah, it's a video clip. It's the On the Border Gentlemen's Club.
What? Oh, here we go.
Oh, I am happy. I am happy because the machine.
did they cut them off finally?
There's hope.
They got. Oh, wait.
What?
Oh, wow. I can't believe this.
What? I am excited.
Wow. I don't know.
Franklin
what?
Revokes On the Border Club licenses after years-long sex trafficking investigation. They revoked their license.
Years.
On the Border.
Yes.
Closed.
Wait a minute. If anybody within the city of Milwaukee had these violations.
Yeah, it would have been a long time ago.
They would have been shut down the moment the allegations came out.
Yeah, it would have became a group home. I'm just saying.
But now the good old city of Franklin finally gets around.
We've been watching this closely.
They finally said, oh, you know what? We're going to have to revoke that. Your funding has run out. Yeah.
So I'm gonna see if our producer can pull that because I know it's on the spot. Because
audio,
I just clicked on and it was like Franklin revokes On the Border Club license.
Really? And
licenses
why would you
years long sex trafficking investigation?
Right. So now these people been in jail.
Mm-hmm.
These people that were accused of doing been in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just decide now to revoke their license. Wow. I wonder what made them decide to do that. We definitely need to listen to this audio.
But they still get to appeal because was it the full? Oh, it was the full Franklin Common Council.
Wow, they all came out.
Nobody
missed the session.
Yeah. Because here's the other scary thing about
uh-huh.
it. It was like a 6 hour long testimony.
Six hours. Wow.
But
they invested a little time.
Yeah, the vote, it was like a narrow margin. It was 3-2 to revoke it. So
Wait a minute. They only got five people on their common council.
I think it's six. Because remember, the last time, three voted and three abstained.
Oh, okay.
So somebody, you know, it could have been a dead lot.
Wow.
And why? How? We're going to play this clip.
Because they're making money out there.
Yeah, I know. I know Sherwin has broken it down eloquently on how that go. But y'all can still vote on that poll as well. Have you decided on who you are voting for? But this is a clip, and I just literally ran across it. And that's a great thing about live radio and being in the moment.
Yeah.
Stories break. But Franklin revokes On the Border Club licenses after years-long sex trafficking investigation. We're going to play the clip. Xavier, thank you very much.
Years-long prostitution and sex trafficking investigation is losing its license.
It's a decision the Common Council handed down around midnight. Our Merrill Hubbard was there and has reaction from both sides.
3 ayes, 2 noes, motion carries.
The Franklin Common Council voted 3-2 to revoke On the Border's liquor and entertainment licenses, only after hours of testimony.
My majority of my workload was investigating On the Border and human trafficking, or the human traffickers that were operating out of On the Border.
Defense attorney Michael Levine represents the company that owns On the Border and says his client denies the allegation that prostitution happened at the club.
What facts have been presented? We have heard testimony based on multiple layers of hearsay. We have not heard directly from any of those directly involved in these matters.
According to a criminal complaint, the club's general manager, Brian Hopkins, admitted to investigators that prostitution occurred at the club and that he accepted thousands of dollars from traffickers to keep dancers employed. Three other men tied to the club face multiple charges, including human trafficking, domestic abuse, and victim intimidation. The investigation began more than 4 years ago, involving multiple law enforcement agencies, including the FBI and IRS. I've been covering this story for months, interviewing Franklin residents and city leaders.
This is a family subdivision and a very family-oriented area, and that just doesn't seem to fit what the culture needs for this area right now.
This type of business, we're beyond it.
I talked to members of advocacy groups.
It can take years, an investigation like this, because it's very difficult to get information that corroborates what's being reported.
And at meetings, I also met residents who vouch for the business and owner.
The facts have not all come out yet, and I'm hoping that you at least wait to make a decision until everyone has their day in court.
All these conversations leading up to this.
It's hereby revoked.
A revocation of On the Border's license.
I mean, it feels good. You know, and like, this whole investigation, you know, I was working for other people, victims this whole time, and trying to, you know, bring them justice the best that I can. So I feel this is the first step in a longer proceeding that's to come.
The mayor tells me the business will be notified Friday and that the revocation will take effect after that. In Franklin, Merrill Hubbard, TMJ 4 News.
All right.
And a big thank you to our
Merrill Hubbard. We'll get to talk about that more. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. And, you know, coming up at 8 o'clock, we got what the business is. But we're going to find out how you feel about this. And I got some things to say, Bailey. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. The Truth will be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because when you know you're fully protected, your home, your vehicle, everything you've worked hard to build, you can actually enjoy it. And that's what it's about. Not stressing the what-ifs, but moving forward with confidence. American Family agents help you get the right coverage in place so you can focus on your family, your goals, and the dreams you've earned. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at AmFam.com. American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of The Truth. Welcome, Black Truth in the Morning, on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. I'm the legendary Home Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
And we just had ran upon this breaking story with the On the Border situation, and that the license has been revoked. I thought it was weird to hear some of those people that were saying, well, even on the board, like, well, we don't have all the facts. We just have a lot of hearsay. Yo, damn manager. The manager said, yes, prostitution happens here. It's been going on. I've made thousands of dollars
right.
because of the prostitution. But but you ain't heard from, you ain't heard everything. Stop it. The manager. Okay, so let's move the three black men that they also have arrested for it. Let's move them out the picture.
Okay.
If my manager comes and says, yes, you know what? I've been cheating y'all for y'all hours. I've been doing financial corruption. I've been padding my time card. And you know what I'm saying? Like, right. come on. And now you terminated. But now you're going to be like, well, we've got to hear from, you know, right now we just got hearsay.
Right.
The employee said it. The employee said, yes, I've been padding my time card.
Yes.
I've been stealing money. I've been doing all of it.
Yeah.
Well, we got to hear from. We haven't heard from everyone.
Right.
The manager.
And they just spent 6 hours going through all this stuff. But they ain't got enough.
The manager said. The manager.
But wait, this is what gets me. The guy, the old man from next door. He's like, yeah, you know, I mean, this is a family block. This is family oriented. Here, you know, we
full of hoes.
We want to make sure this is a family place, and we want to make sure that we keep businesses that are family oriented.
Can you find Xavier? Can you find the instrumental of the Ludacris area code? Just the instrumental. Because I think that would be a nice black drop.
I've got pros.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got pros. On the border.
In different area codes.
No, they was in the area code or whatever on the border is. That's where they was at. Go ahead, baby.
It was just funny to me. I'm like, how is it that you're saying this is a family area and we want to make sure that we keep it family oriented and you got... Sex trafficking right across the street.
Hey, little boy. How you doing?
Clearly.
You want to see some breast?
Oh, see.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what do they have to offer them? Oh, you got a lemonade stand? Give me some of those nickels. Give me some of those nickels.
You
want to see my nickels?
You crazy.
Give me some of those nickels.
You are crazy. You're crazy, but you see what I'm...
On the border,
I've got pros.
I've got pros. And they at on the border, too. I'm the manager.
I'm the manager.
And I admit it to it all. What? You got somebody saying that they ain't heard enough advice. They ain't heard from all of the people yet. How you gonna revoke the license for the club? And we ain't heard everything except from that scrub. He's the manager, though. He's the manager. He's the manager.
Hold on.
I am the manager.
Hold on. Let me just say this.
Okay.
We gonna have to let Ray Nitty do the rap in it up in here.
I know. I'm saying people I can't rap. That's not new. Dane would always be like, no. But my stuff be a spoof, so mine ain't got to sound right.
A spoof?
Yeah, okay. A spoof of rapping. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm telling you.
You got pros.
I got, well, in this case, they had hoes. They had hoes.
They had pros.
I'm saying, that's howling.
The remix.
I'm howling.
That's the remix.
That's my sound of a wolf.
Hold on.
Okay,
you are crazy.
Order in the studio.
Are crazy.
Okay, all right. The True Talk text lines are open. What's your thoughts on this?
833-212-1017. 17.
Did you hear enough evidence? I mean, if the manager says, prostitution. Yeah, we did that for years.
We did that.
I made a lot of money. Thousands.
Yeah.
Thousands
and thousands of dollars.
Just saying. Mommy, what is up?
No. You crazy. You are crazy.
I know. 833-212-1017 before we start getting ready for what the business is. That's crazy, though, Bailey. Like, I'm telling you, had it just been about some black men that were found out that they were trying to bring pros, then this would have been an open and shut case.
Right.
Xavier, producer.
Weren't a couple of the guys that got convicted were black?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I believe two of the three.
Yeah. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what he said don't mean nothing. That was hearsay. They all made statements in their criminal complaint.
Right.
They all made statements.
New
all
management, keep the business open.
See, Xavier just, he looking for some.
No. He just likes their.
I'm just hollering.
They have lovely young ladies out there, don't they, Xavier? Xavier would never.
Oh, they just have lovely ladies. I mean, I don't need to partake in prostitution to support it.
There you go. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. What the hell? You going to try to pick something? I'm just saying, them. That not what I thought. Hey, P there, he there, she there. You gonna learn today, there. All that. You gonna learn today. Well, this is interesting. I'm happy for the development. I know that there will still be some legal challenges because it was 3-2.
Yeah, so he gonna come
they
back.
Gonna, yeah, they gonna
come
appeal.
Back.
They gonna be like, hold
they
on.
They gonna appeal.
Yep, they're going to end up getting an injunction.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Xavier pumping his fists up in there like, yes, they absolutely should. That's right. They're going to. It ain't over. It ain't over.
It ain't over.
It ain't over.
They're business friendly in Franklin.
They're what?
They're business friendly in Franklin.
They're
didn't even want to do this.
Yeah.
They didn't even want to do this.
Yeah.
So, although I'm excited. You know, but, yeah, I don't think it's going to last as long as I need it to last. I don't.
They'll have the beautiful ladies coming in from out of state to dance for us again in no time.
Bruh.
The beautiful ladies from out of state.
Yeah, they have professional actors come and dance for us.
They're actors?
Well, from the criminal complaint, they...
Well, they're the special kind of actors. They're the...
There's prostitution
actors.
Going on. I'm just saying. It's woo!
They
woo,
what?
Woo,
they
woo,
what, Homer?
Woo! We got to get ready to take care of some bills. Listen. Y'all start calling now. Coming up at 8 o'clock, it's What the Business Is. Looking to discover and support local businesses in our community, then make sure you tune in and call this morning between 8 a.m. and 8:12, right?
Yeah.
You got him to 8:12.
833-212-1017.
Yeah.
833-212-1017.
What the Business is powered by We Energies. Each week, we'd like to hear from our local business owners as they share what their business is, where they're located, and one valuable lesson they've learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses and the communities they serve. So, 833-212-1017. Light them up. We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.